Hello, and thank you for calling in the customer service. My name is D. Can you provide me with your zip code so I can pull up your account, please?
Yeah, it's 55373.
Give me that zip code once more.
55373.
First and last name, please.
Richard Stork, Stork.
Verify for me your address, please.
7270 Woodland Trail, Rockford, Minnesota.
Thank you so much for that information. All right, looking over the account, I see that there was an order placed on January the 19th for the Pure Smartwatch and the Mini Pod. You paid $51.85. Looks as if you were partially refunded.
I didn't order either. I ordered a watch that was supposed to be $5.95 or something like that, and it was supposed to be no additional charges, and I already called in on this, and it was canceled.
So how can we help
the whole thing?
Well,
I'm not going to pay this. I'm not going to pay this. Otherwise, it's sitting here. You can send somebody to pick it up.
Okay, so you received a refund for the...
What type of refund did I get?
You received one for the mini AirPod for $29.95, and you received one for $14.95.
And what was that for, the $14.95? There's still a charge on here of $59.95 is still on my...
The $59.95 is the retail value for the actual smartwatch that you received.
Yeah, well, that
the $6.95 is the shipping and handling charge that you accrued.
I understand that. It was supposed to be no additional charges other than they, you know, you read the fine print and it even says that. It was like $5 or $6 for the smartwatch and whatever the ear pods were, whatever. There was supposed to be no additional charge. That was supposed to be it, and I verified that the last time I called in, and it was supposed to all be canceled. I'm definitely, you know, I'm not going to pay it because it wasn't supposed to be. And if you want to pick up the items, I've got them sitting right here. They can send the courier to pick it up, either UPS or whoever, and they can pick up the item, but I'm not paying for it. I haven't used it.
Okay, so what you can do is you can send all that, the products that you have back. Just pay shipping and handling and the restocking fee. And cancel out the account.
So how much is that?
The restocking fee is 10%. I'm not sure what carrier you're going to use for the shipping and handling.
Well, it was your error. I think I should talk to a supervisor. And,
no, sir, it wasn't an error.
It was officially stated that the only price was going to be the $5 or $6.
No,
and,
sir, on the website, on the website it does advise you of the $5, the $6.95 shipping fee. It also advises you of the terms and conditions that is on a 14-day trial. Once you, once the account hasn't been canceled within those 14 days, on the 15th day is when they charge you. The company allows you to try the product out for the 14 days before you actually purchase it. On that 15th day is when you're going to be charged the retail value of whatever product that you received.
Yeah, see, I had called and canceled it, but the problem was that in this COVID situation and with the mail the way it was, I thought it was from the time I received the product. And by the, I didn't receive it till about 10 days. And I, within the 14 days after I received the item, I called in and canceled it. Oh, they said, no, it's from the time we sent it. Well, because of the mail, it didn't arrive for about 10 days.
Okay. What you canceled wasn't the watch, sir. It's clearly stated on the 19th that you only wanted the watch. So the other two items that you had, that's what was canceled. The ear pods and the watch.
No, that's a bunch of bullshit. I did not say that.
All right.
You can go back on the recording if you want, but I never said that. I'm a police officer, and I know what I said, and I know what's going on here. So.
Not a problem, sir.
If either you send somebody to pick it up, or I'll just keep it, and you can try to collect. I don't care. Okay, it's here. You can pick it up.
Okay, you can send
it
back.
You give me the
address.
I can
provide you with the information.
Give me the address, and I'll ship it back. And that's all I'll do. What's the address?
All right.
Go ahead, I'm ready.
It's 11551.
Okay.
East 45th Avenue.
45th.
Unit C.
45th Avenue, you said?
Yes, sir.
And Unit C. C is in Charlie?
Correct.
Okay, go ahead.
Denver, Colorado.
Okay.
80239.
Okay. And is there some name above that? Is it Simple Lifestyles, or what is the name?
Pure Smart Watch.
Pure, P-U-R-E?
Correct.
And then Smart Watch. Okay. All right, that sounds good. I will ship it off.
Bear with me just a moment. I have other information to provide you, sir.
Sure.
So you'll need to add this inside of the actual shipment. It's called the return merchandise number. And that number is
823.
87D like Delta.
All right.
The number 3.
All right.
D is in Delta, C is in Charlie, E is in Echo, 2, and F like Foxtrot.
Okay. That's 82387. D is in Dog, 3, D is in Delta, C is in Charlie, E is in Echo, 2, Fox.
Correct.
Okay. That should be inside the package, you said.
Correct.
As a return item. Okay. Okay, I will watch for the credit to be given to my account. And when the credit's given to my account, then I will send this back.
No. That has to be returned before the credit is provided. Once they return it back into the warehouse, they're going to connect that return merchandise number to your account, and then they'll issue the refund in 3 to 5 days. Otherwise, you won't receive a refund.
Will the refund then be the entire amount of $59?
Minus the 10%.
No, that's not right. Restocking fee is not that. That's a scam.
Okay. I'm just providing you with the information, sir.
Yeah, well, I don't know. I don't worry about just leaving it go, and I'll tell the Costco city card just not to pay it, that it's a scam.
All right. Was there anything else that I can help you with tonight, sir?
No, I guess not.
All right. Well, you have a great night. Thanks for calling customer service.
Goodbye.